And I held this the last time to get information. We received the information, but we didn't have enough people to make a quorum when it came time to move it out of committee, so. Chair would entertain a motion at this time to move this bill from the committee to next committee of referral.
I'll move.
Moved by Senator Dyson. Is there any objection?
Objection.
Okay, please call the roll.
Senator Elton?
No.
Senator Seegans?
Yes.
Senator Dyson?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Chair Wagner?
Yes. Take a brief recess. The Resource Committee today is Senate Bill 55. This bill will be presented by Amy Seitz, who's staff to myself.
For the record, my name is Amy Seitz, staff to Senator Wagner, who is a sponsor of Senate Bill 55. The reason Senate Bill 55 was introduced is to resolve a problem that dates back to the 64 earthquake and involves the Ross Miller family, who has a property there in Hope. The Millers owned a 27-acre homestead and were also leasing 15 acres of Forest Service land from the state, which they were using as pasture land. In the 64 earthquake, they lost 18 of their 27 acres and were compensated through the earthquake exchange program by receiving only 1 acre of land. The state determined that that wasn't really fair, so they decided to turn over the agricultural rights of the 15 acres that the Millers were leasing. And I guess at that time the fee simple title should have probably been turned over, but for various reasons it wasn't. And DNR has stated several times that they don't really have an interest in the remaining rights to that property and are all in favor of selling it to the Millers, but without Senate Bill 55, they don't have the means to do this. So what Senate Bill 55 does is makes a small statutory change that allows the Department of Natural Resources to turn over the remaining rights to certain state-owned lands. And the three requirements that the land has to meet is it can't be any more than 15 acres and it has to be used for agricultural purposes. The second one is the state originally acquired the land from the National Forests under Section 6A of the Alaska Statehood Act. And the third would be that the owner would have to pay the fair market value for the remaining rights to that land. And then the statutory changes made in Senate Bill 55 would be repealed in December of 2006. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I would be really happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from Ms. Seitz? Thank you, Amy. Let's go first to Kenai. Frank Miller, you on, Frank?
Yes, good afternoon, Senator Wagner and members of the Resource Committee. Senator Wagner, I appreciate you sponsoring this bill for us. It will certainly bring to closure a long-standing problem that we have had with the land since we can't do very much with it. And I think that it's certainly fair to the state that we would pay the additional cost to get the full title to that. And with that, thanks again for sponsoring this bill.
Any questions, Mr. Miller? Thank you for your testimony. Next is Chuck Graham.
Good afternoon. My name is Chuck Graham. I'm the husband of Linda Graham and speaking on her behalf. She's a principal in the 15 acres, and we just like to say that we're in favor of Senate Bill 55 as a solution to a very long-standing dilemma. Thanks for your time.
Any questions? Erica Miller?
Yes,
I am Frank Miller's daughter, currently living at the Hope property. And I'm in favor of this bill, as I think it's the only way to resolve a long-standing issue. Thank you.
And Rosbeth Miller.
Good afternoon, Senator Wagoner. I have met you, and you have met me, of course, at the Nenelchik Fair, and I would like to put my two pennies worth in it. This has been a long-standing stress for the family, and it would be really good to have this resolved. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for your testimony. Next person is in Delta Junction, Donald Lindemann. Are you on there?
Yes, I am. I was just interested in it. I have no qualms about it at all. I think it's a great deal for those people if we can help them out.
All right. Thank you. I think that's all the people that were online to testify. Bring the bill back before the committee. There's nobody in the audience who was signed up for testimony. Pleasure to
the chairman. If I could, I have no objection to this bill. I intend to vote for it. However, if in truth we believed that fee simple should have been transferred to these people originally, it seems to me that in all interests of justice, we should transfer fee simple to them now without making them pay additional fees. I'm going to vote for the bill because that's the way it is, but I probably would have said, if we were supposed to give it to them then, we should give it to them now.
Is there any, I don't think there's any argument either way on that. Just the division of lands, I believe, feels that they should be reimburse fair market value for it this time.
And I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying fair market value back then or fair market value today.
I think it's fair market value today.
So justice is just a little bit better.
Mr. Leffler was supposed to be with us to answer questions, but Mary just said to me that he is not online yet or anything.
Answer that question.
I got a question for her.
Senator Wagner, members of the committee, my name is Janet Burleson Baxter. I'm the legislative liaison for Department of Natural Resources, and I don't know that I have a great answer for that question. The department doesn't have a mechanism statutorily to offer that type of opportunity absent some sort of legislative fix. I don't think that we would have any objection to that, but we certainly can't do it without help.
Senator Stevens.
Yeah, thank you. Ms. Baxter, I'm just curious about the Section 2 and the, pardon me, the date on Section 2. Obviously it's been a number of years since the Millers had been involved with this property, and essentially we're only giving 24 months for anybody else to realize they may qualify for this. I read Mr. Leffler's statement saying that he doesn't really think that there's anybody there. There's no way to assess the amount of people that were there. But is 24 months really enough time for this to promulgate through the community of those people that may qualify for this?
Senator Stevens, through the chair, we have had this bill, a similar bill before us several years ago, and at that time, we did a little research to see if there were others that would qualify. We don't anticipate that there are. I have not had the opportunity to talk to the reasoning behind the sunset date in it, and I would have to get back to you with that information.
If I could ask, I don't want to change. I'm not asking making an amendment to change the bill, but I want to ask a question that would change it and obviously open it up. But on page 1, line 12, what would be the what would be the impact if we raised that to 50 acres? Would that change? That would obviously change the number of people. And I think perhaps under Senator Seekins' proposal, in the direction he's going, we ought to consider that. But I'm not going to amend this bill to do that. But you don't have a response to that. You wouldn't know off the top of your head by chance, would you?
Senator Stevens, through the chair, I don't know where the, I presume that the 15 acres that is here is basically, it's a fairly small area of land. I would anticipate that the appraisal for the ag interest would not be too much, relatively speaking, and that was, it was designed to address the concerns of the millers. But I would have, I don't, that's my assumption. I don't
know. I don't want to, just, like I said, Mr. Chairman, I don't want to divert the conversation from the bill, but that's another topic for another day.
Senator Stevens.
And I think we're looking at, you know, the reason I brought it up, Mr. Chairman, is that they have to get an appraisal for the, not for the agricultural rights, but for the fee simple rights as separate from the agricultural rights. It's going to be a heck of a deal to try to find a comparable for that. You know? And so I don't know how they're going to do that, but it just seems to me that the state really felt this should have been done back then. That we accomplished it at whatever the expense to those folks would have been back then, and not bring it forward to today. I understand why we're doing it, and I'm if they're willing to do it, I'm willing to go along with them. But I guess I would be I'm just thinking justice is best served when we do what we should do, not what is necessarily the most expedient thing to do.
They came to me and requested this be done. They started this process some time ago, and they just want to get this done and over with so they can do what they want to do with the property. And I think the property, it's not even meant for development, if I'm right. I think it's to be then divided among the members of the family, and that's the reason they want to acquire the fee simple title to it, so they can divide it in the estate.
And Mr. Chairman, I will vote for what these people want to do. I would have just done it a little different.
I think we should be as brief and succinct as the members in their testimony and move the bill from committee. I have asked you.
I would entertain a motion.
I move the bill from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, bill will be moved to the next committee. And with that, we are
done.
Adjourned.